the board will need to begin a search process for the new superintendent. What changes do you think are necessary in our district, and what are the qualities a new superintendent must possess to achieve these changes?
I want a leader, someone who's going to lead us into the future of education and what that means, and someone who has a passion for where we're going, a vision. You know, this is a great opportunity. There's change coming. Change is good. Change brings life. Change brings vision. And there's a new person coming in. And oh my goodness, what a great opportunity to have a fabulous leader leading us forward into the next thing.
One of the changes that I think is necessary is, like I said, that rebuilding of team and the idea that we are a committed group of people working for a common goal, and ultimately it's the success of our students. So I think that's a really critical issue. So I would be looking for someone as a candidate for superintendent who had that ability to work with multitudes of people, who was a good listener, who could take input and process that through and come up with action plans to implement change or to continue what we're doing good.
If, after continued community input, the school board becomes aware of a serious problem existing in one of our buildings that is not being addressed by the administration, what do you see as the school board's role in resolving the problem?
Well, then I think that's time for the school board to convene and to talk and to figure out all sides of the story. What's happening here? What's the issue? Why is it not being taken care of? Because, again, there's always two sides to every story, and you want to be sure that you have all of your facts straight before you make a decision.
I don't see my role as going into the schools and attempting to resolve conflict in the school. That's not the role of a school board member. But the school board is the controlling board of the central office or central services staff. And we can ask those questions. And I think the thing to do is to be able to communicate effectively with those administrators.
How are you going to come in at or below budget in light of the declining state contributions to the school district?
I think just coming together as a team, getting creative ideas, communicating with one another, listening, to the wisdom that some people have to offer, and putting it together, pulling your ideas. You know, there's lots of very well-educated people here who have grand ideas. How can we make those work? And working together to make sure that our budget's met so that ultimately our students are still receiving the kind of education they need. They realize school is safe, they're able to succeed in the task that's before them, because that's what we're here for.
The school board needs to take a leadership role in this and set the tone for it. I think it's important that, like Kelly said, we solicit and we take input from everybody, always through the filter of what's in the best interest of our students. And when we look at expenditures, we have to say, what's in the best interest of our students?